Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you. Get on this train and let's ride. I've got another story for you today. Last weekend, I drove out to the country to go walking. I was walking down a quiet road on a sunny day when I passed a beautiful garden. There were tall yellow flowers in it. They were taller than me. I looked up at them and saw the blue sky and white clouds behind them. There were also pink flowers that were shorter and smelled so good that I could smell them from the road. Next to the garden was a small stone house. I walked closer to the flowers to smell them when a dog barked at me. I jumped because the barking scared me and I looked around for the dog. There it was, inside the fence of the garden. It was a very small brown dog with big ears and a short tail. I thought, that doesn't look like a dog that'll bite me. I said, "Here, doggy. Come here, doggy." But it didn't come to me. It just kept on barking. I didn't mind. I just smiled and said, "Why are you barking at me, little dog?" Then I thought, it would be funny to take a picture of the cute little brown dog while it was barking at me. I'd show it to my friend Stephanie, and I'd say, "Look at this monster that wouldn't let me smell his flowers." And she might not laugh, but she would probably smile. But before I could take my phone out of my pocket, I noticed a face in the window of the little stone house looking at me. I decided to keep walking. I went a little further down the road until I came to a forest. There were tall trees all around me with green leaves almost covering the sky overhead. I could hear water flowing somewhere nearby. I thought, this is so beautiful. I should take a picture. I reached into my pocket to take out my phone when I heard a gunshot. Bang, it went. Then I heard several dogs barking. They sounded like, "Ow, ow, ow," just going crazy. They sounded like they were getting closer. And then, all of a sudden, a wild boar ran past me. A boar is kind of like a pig, but with more hair and bigger teeth. My heart was beating fast. About a minute later, five or six dogs ran after the wild boar. I thought I had better get away, because somebody was hunting and had a gun. I didn't want them to think I was something to shoot at. So I went back the way I came. Eventually, I passed the little house with the garden again. I looked in the window. No face, but the dog was there, barking. I thought, I'll take that picture now. I reached for my phone, but it wasn't in my pocket. I have a jacket with a lot of different pockets in it, and so I put my hand into each one looking for the phone, but it wasn't in any of them. The little dog was barking louder and louder. Oh no, I thought. What if I dropped my phone back where the hunting dogs were? How could I be so careless? I turned around and started to walk as fast as I could. I got back to where the wild boar and the dogs had run by. This time, I saw two men, hunters, wearing orange pants, orange sweaters, and orange hats, standing a short distance away. I waved to them and smiled, as if to say, "Here we all are, enjoying the outdoors in our own special way." They nodded back without smiling. I looked around on the ground, but didn't see my phone anywhere. I decided I had to ask the hunters. I waved to them again, this time without smiling, while walking toward them, so they would know I was serious and wanted to talk. They stood still, holding their rifles to their chest and pointed towards the sky. "Excuse me, sirs," I said, "but did you happen to see a cell phone anywhere? I think I dropped mine somewhere near here." They told me they had not seen a phone. Well, I think that's what they said, because I said thank you and turned around before completely understanding them. I walked back, looking at the ground the whole time, hoping to see my phone, but not really believing I would find it. But I thought, I'll know the phone is near when I start to believe that it's near. And this seemed true. I tried to start believing I would find my phone soon, but I couldn't. That must mean it's not near yet, I thought. I wished that I could see my phone glowing on a map in my mind. But this, of course, did not happen. When I got back to the house with the garden, the dog started barking at me again. I looked all around here, where I had first wanted to take a picture. Well, I didn't even take my phone out here at all, I thought. Maybe I never even brought it with me in the first place. I thought it was probably in my car, and I got excited. I could finally believe I was going to find it, which meant, I told myself, that I really would find it. I started running for the car. But right when I started running, I heard a woman's voice behind me. "Hello," she said. "You dropped a phone when you were looking at our flowers earlier. I've been waiting for you." "Oh," I thought. I turned around and took my phone from the woman standing in the door of the stone house. The little dog was sitting at her feet, looking up at me and wagging its tail. That's all for this time, friends. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to see you again on the next Boxcar English, where there's always room for you.